J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon took another shot at Bitcoin this week, calling it a fraud and saying the market will eventually blow up. You wouldn't know it from the price of Bitcoin, which has been on a tear near $4,000 today. But late last week, state-owned media in China reported that Beijing plans to ban all cryptocurrency exchanges. For more, we're joined by Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, why would the Chinese government want to ban Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency exchanges?
Hi there, Jeremy. Well, China's long been a major hub for Bitcoin, and this government's attack on it comes amid a focus on preventing capital from fleeing to digital currencies like Bitcoin. Beijing's obsessed with micromanaging its own hard currency, the yuan. And this is also part of a broader effort to root out risks to the country's financial system. And on top of that, you've got Beijing concerned about Chinese investors who are continuing to speculate and expose themselves to really big losses potentially.
But can China actually do this? Does the government in China have the power to ban Bitcoin?
To a degree and to a very large degree. China's central bank, together with other regulators, have put together instructions that ban Chinese platforms from providing Bitcoin to trading services. That said, analysts feel that, you know, more virtual currency activity in China is going to move off of these exchanges, and individuals will just be trading with each other privately.
It doesn't sound like this news has had that big of an effect on the price of Bitcoin, which is still very high.
It's still very high, but though at one point this week it was down 10% on the Chinese news, and then you also said what Jamie Dimon said at a Barclays conference. He said that said it was worse than tulip bulbs, and he says that it won't end well. Someone is going to get killed.
Well, and I saw that he said that any trader that he finds out is trading Bitcoin would be fired. I don't know if he was joking about that or not, but there was another headline from China I want to ask you about. It had to do with cars this week. The country has set a deadline for car makers to stop selling cars that run exclusively on gas or diesel fuel. What's driving that decision?
Well, they're casting it as an environmental decision. And we all know that Beijing in particular is plagued by air pollution.
Right.
But there's also some strategic goals as well. One, cutting expensive oil imports to the country. And they also want to be a real front runner in electrical vehicle manufacturing. They've been offering local manufacturers really generous government subsidies and putting in place policies that encourage foreign automakers to enter in joint ventures with Chinese companies and create new production facilities on Chinese soil. You know, it really sees the electrical vehicle market as an enormous one, and it's going to spur it. And it's hoping to get 5 million electric cars on the roads by 2020. That's just 3 years from now.
Which I imagine would have a big impact on the global auto industry.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, last year, total vehicle sales in China reached 28 million. That's up 13% from the year before. So to tap into China in a big way, U.S. automakers are going to need more electric and electrified vehicles up in their lineups.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.